know, the conditions of our schools have been deteriorating for so long that, you know, when I was on school board, it was really frustrating to just constantly be putting good money into, you know, immediate fixes without having any long-term plan or goal other than trying to get a BEST grant. And for those who don't know what a BEST grant is, it's strictly for repairs and replacement of school facilities, not to give teachers raises or part of the operating budget or anything like that. And, you know, the West End School District definitely qualifies. So, in fact, on this go-round, we were determined to be the number one project as far as school replacement in the state. So the state's right now willing to invest $12.9 million into our small communities. And we're going to be maxing out our bonding capacity at $8.9 million. So about 59% from the state, and then 41% will be a local match.
And so that's something that the voters have to approve in November, and that would be a bond that would be paid off over a 20-year period.
20-year, yep, a 20-year bond. This is really a conversation that's been long overdue for the community, that the community needs to decide for themselves whether, you know, they want to invest into their community, and that's what it is. It's an investment into the community.
And if voters do not approve the bond increase, then the money just sort of disappears?
Well, it goes back into the pot, and we could reapply for it, but that cycle is ending fairly soon. We were told that this may be the last cycle, but this is really our best opportunity for this amount of money, because that pot just keeps getting smaller and smaller, and the committee that oversees that money will be less apt to give us that much money again.
In the communities, what's the sense on support or not for this?
Well, I'm the chairman of the pro bond committee, and the biggest argument I've heard against the proposal is that it's just such a bad time. You know, the economy is bad, and how can you ask people, you know, who are struggling to pony up more money for their taxes? But, you know, I've been here for 33 years, and it's never been a good time to ask for money. That, you know, you have to jump on these opportunities when they come. And this is our opportunity right now. To tell you the truth, most of the people that I've talked to are very open to it, and some are real adamant supporters of this. So I think we stand a very good chance of passing this. I'm very optimistic.
So basically, the idea is that you would build a brand new school at the current Nucla High School site, and what would happen to the old or other existing facilities? Would those also be updated?
You know, you dump that kind of money into their school facilities and you still wind up with an old school. It just makes so much more sense to just construct a new school, much more efficient. We're going to be consolidating all the schools into one facility, so it'd be a K-12 facility. You know, with our small student population, that makes a lot more sense. So we'll be seeing a lot of savings, not only administratively, but with, you know, utility costs and everything, and create a much better learning environment for the kids. The whole new school complex is going to be around $22 million. Now, we were able to convince them that we could sell or lease the old Naderita Elementary School. That's probably the best conditioned facility. If the mining comes back, the mill comes back, I really think that there will be some possibilities for that building. People need to decide for themselves, and that's all we're really asking them to do, is to get factual information, figure out your tax burden if that's the major concern, and you know, make an informed decision about this. It's just so critical for our schools and our community. I think it, you know, for a small community, the school is really the heart of a small community like ours.